This episode of To The Journey is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 180,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice and help Trek.fm at the same time, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space, an international program of the nonprofit National Space Society. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter by visiting enterpriseinspace.org. And if you want to join the conversation and share your thoughts on this episode, join the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the Facebook search field. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, this is Robert Duncan McNeil, also known as Tom Paris from Star Trek Voyager. You're listening to Trek FM.
I think it's safe to say that no one on this crew has been more obsessed with getting home than I have. But when I think about everything we've been through together, maybe it's not the destination that matters. Maybe it's the journey. And if that journey takes a little longer, so we can do something we all believe in, I can't think of any place I'd rather be, or any people I'd rather be with.
To the journey.
You're here.
To the journey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is To the Journey. I'm your co-host, Suzanne Williamson. And with me, as always, is...
Liam Smott.
Today, we're going to be doing a commentary, but we didn't want to do it alone. We needed a little backup.
So much
needed
backup.
So we called somebody in.
Phoned a friend.
Because we couldn't do a podcast by ourselves, because we can't, you know... I can't even think what I was going to say.
Because we're not the brains of the operation, is that right?
Obviously, because I can't even think of words right now. So, if you haven't figured it out by his laugh, we do have a special guest, Mr. Christopher D. Littlefield.
Oh my God, what an introduction. Wow. Hey everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Are you sure you're glad to be here?
I am very glad to be here. Yes, totally. Totally.
He probably won't be afterwards, but...
Well, I'll just leave halfway through if I'm not having a good time.
Well, do you know, why not? I mean, I normally do. I check out usually through most of the Journey episodes.
Not just onto the Journey, too. I mean, I've listened to a couple of your Edge episodes, too, and it's a little questionable, like, you know, how...
So obviously this is the first episode we've had without Zach, and we thought, well, why not call our great friend Chris? And I'm so glad that we have you, Chris, so thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on. You've both been on Postcards, and yes. Just once, Liam?
I've been twice. One for the line.
You did a Short Treks.
Yep.
And one for the line.
One for the line, correct.
And Suzanne and I did a Picard episode.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
And that was it.
This is my first TTJ.
This might be your first Voyager episode as well, isn't it?
Ever watching it? No, I've seen all of Voyager. I've seen all of Voyager a few times.
When was the last time you
watched?
It's
been a long time. I think the last time that I watched a Voyager episode was the week before Picard started.
Okay.
And I watched all of the kind of... We recommend watching, you know, a lot of the 7 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched it? It was like a rewatch, like all the way through.
Oh my, it's been years. It's been a really long time. It's been a long... No, we're not doing that.
No.
Okay, we're not doing that. Never mind. It's been a while. Actually, I started a rewatch maybe 3 years ago, and I stopped somewhere shortly after Lizard Babies. So
you only made it to season 2.
Well, you should.
I know. Because then I started an Enterprise rewatch, and I'm somewhere in season 3. I'll start a rewatch, and then I'll stop, and then pick up a few years later.
Well, now's the right time to start a rewatch with Garrett Wong and Robbie Duncan McNeil doing their podcast. Have you been listening to that?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, no. I definitely recommend
listening
to it.
Yeah.
It gives a lot more behind the scenes insight than you would have thought.
Ah. I mean,
especially
I love
now that Robbie is remembering more stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
But for instance, I did not know that the idea was for Janeway and Tom Paris to be an item.
What?
Yes.
Exactly.
I have read quite a bit of fan fiction on that too.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't like that.
No, it's weird because she was underneath Admiral Paris, and Tom would have been like a little brother to her. So that's super creepy.
That's super creepy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it like that. Oh, you just ruined my fantasies. Oh, they were heterosexual anyway, so whatever.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm here
Those
to ruin fantasies.
Heterosexual fantasies, totally okay. Homosexual fantasies, not so much, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, before we move on, Suzanne, I thought we should probably mention another Voyager podcast that's just started.
Yes, Voyager Season 8.
The creator, I'm really sorry, I can't remember their name at the moment, is creating an eighth season of Voyager after they got home. I listened to their first episode, and they had the last time on Star Trek Voyager, Major Barrett come on, and they played the end of Endgame, and I found out that not only do I cry when I watch Endgame and seeing them getting them home, I cry in the car on the way to work listening to them get home. So,
oh my god,
I
totally cried.
She's so sensitive. Lady Liam. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, Lady Littlefield.
Lady Littlefield, thank you.
Yeah, I cried in the car on the way to work. I'm like, oh my god, I can't cry. I'm going to work. But I was overwhelmed because I love it every time I hear Voyager get home. And then you can just see the tears in Garrett Wong's face when they're getting home, like in the actual show. So yeah, I cried. But it's a really good podcast. And I recommend anyone who listens to us go and listen to that.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to see where he's going to take this. I am very much looking forward to all of it.
I'm going to have to definitely check that out.
So with our commentary last time that we did a random number generator. So we did the Fair Trade episode, but this time we thought we'd let Chris decide what kind of episode he wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I messaged you guys and I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, what about that episode with those guys when they do this and that and whatever? And it was the Borg one where they made their own collective, but they were like separated. And then, Liam, you thought it was one episode that it wasn't.
I thought it was Unity.
You thought it was Unity. And then Suzanne was like,
no. It's not.
And Suzanne was like, no, it's this one. And she described the episode, you described the episode, and then, Liam, you told us the title.
Which is?
Survival Instinct.
Yay!
Season 6, Episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun. Bum, 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 bum.
Nice one. I haven't watched this episode again because it's not one that everyone tends to go back to.
Yeah.
I love this episode.
I love picking episodes like that because those are the ones that stick out to me the most. You know, like obvious ones would be like Year of Hell and stuff like that, which there's another podcast on another network recording a live episode about at this very moment while we're recording.
There
I'm
is.
I'm missing it. I'm so
I
sad.
Know. I'm
but
sorry.
There's a lot of Voyager in the air tonight, so that's good.
Voyager in the air.
We love you, Unready Room.
We love you, Unready Room.
Yes, I mean, I haven't watched this episode for maybe 4 years, 4 or 5 years, whenever Voyager came on to Netflix.
It's been about 6 months for me. I love this episode.
Yeah, I do too. Oh. I don't remember it. I haven't watched it before right now, so I don't remember much of it at all.
Mm. Well, there we go. It's going to be a nice experience for us all and for our listeners' ears.
Yes, listeners. I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
Glad you're here, listeners.
The Duchess seems to agree.
Make yourself comfortable. Who's the Duchess?
The Duchess.
The Duchess.
Belinda.
Oh, the Duchess. Oh, my God. Belinda blinked.
I accidentally did that voice to Brandy the other week, and she lost it.
The Duchess.
Come into my bedroom. Do you have any idea what we're talking about, Suzanne?
No, I have no idea.
You have to listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno.
My Dad Wrote a Porno.
It's the best. It's probably the best podcast in the world.
It's so great. It's so great. There's a lot of cross-promoting going on in this episode.
Yeah, it's because we're such a force in the podcasting world.
Well, if we're going to cross-promote, I have to say, if you haven't listened to The People versus Star Trek Voyager, what are you doing with your life?
Never heard of it.
Those guys are hilarious. I just listened to the Killing Game episodes they did. I had tears from laughter. It was great. So check them out.
So if you haven't listened to one of our commentaries before onto the journey through Shar and Tristan and Kay, etc., and Suzanne and Zach, and now me, cue up your device, whatever you want to watch it on, and wait for us to go 3, 2, 1, and then press play.
So we're going to go 3, 2, 1, go, right?
3, 2, 1, play.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
So obviously we're going to put our subtitles on, no sound, and watch the delights that unfold in front of us.
Yay, survival instinct!
I know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
It seems to be a different show than what I remember, if there's that kind of stuff to look forward
delights
to.
Delights that unfold in front of us.
This is the Chakotay episode, right?
Oh, Lord. All right, are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm ready. I really wanted to have snacks and stuff, but then I realized all the chewing and the chomping and stuff, because this is the first time I've never done a commentary podcast before, so I'm very excited, and I kind of wanted to get all cozy with stuff.
Chris, do you want to do the honors of the 3, 2, 1?
Sure. So, okay, here we go. Is everybody ready? Everybody ready at home? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
Playing.
Oh, it's a beautiful sunrise.
Oh, the birds are cool.
Birds.
That's a strange looking bird.
Doesn't look very healthy.
It's an explosive bird.
Boom.
It had some gas.
Oh, and now the insects are chirping.
Something for the birds to eat, I guess.
What, the Borg people or the insects?
Oh, both.
I imagine some time passed between that explosion and what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, because the sun isn't up there.
Input failure. I always enjoy seeing
she
Seven.
Oddly familiar.
I always enjoy seeing I always enjoy seeing her in a Borg uniform.
Wow. I love her Borgified.
Yes.
So we're in season 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she's been on since, this is her third season.
This is the beginning of the third season she's on, yeah.
Of her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She seems very in control already.
She's a boss. Well.
Just drag.
That was a very brief cold open.
It was.
They didn't really give us much.
If Voyager's...
We're not gonna...
Watch out for that solar flare.
Oh, no. If Voyager didn't have the wonderful, beautiful music that it had, what kind of lyrics do you think it would have? Obviously, with Enterprises.
Somewhere away beyond the stars. I don't know.
It has to be something dangerous because they keep flying into all these things that they should not be flying into. Flying close to the solar flare, this gaseous anomaly they're going through.
This is my favorite Star Trek opening sequence.
It's the most beautiful.
Mine too. I love it.
Of the pre-Alexander Kurtzman golden age. Like this golden age, mm-hmm. like of TNG and DS9 and Enterprise and stuff. This is my favorite. It might be my favorite overall.
It's still my favorite overall.
I think it might be my favorite too. And I love Discovery.
Discovery gives me goosebumps every single time.
But it's kind of in a different... Mm-hmm. It's a different style. Feeling.
The music gives me goosebumps, but the... I'm not necessarily a fan of the artwork of the opening sequence of Discovery. I love
Discovery.
I love watching things flying through space and the feeling of being out there.
Bum, 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 bum. And here go the...
There go those naysales. Oof.
the nacelles
lift.
Now, this is after we've abandoned the biological, the gel, the bio, neural gel packs, right? Do we ever see them? We don't see them in the last couple seasons at all, right? Or is there? Okay, here we are.
I can't remember.
Captain's log. The Marconian outpost.
We get Vaughn Armstrong?
Vaughn Armstrong is in this one.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Bertilla Damas, for not being excited for you, but Vaughn Armstrong.
Yeah, I love Bertilla Damas. She's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like Deep Space Nine.
If you haven't seen her in that.
It's so good to be on the Voyager Bridge. It's Chakotay. Been so long.
Chakotay, look at my...
What
Janeway, look at my device.
Toy. It's a sex toy.
Oh my God.
Here we go for the JC commentary now.
That's an awful...
Hey, Janeway, look at my many hands.
Oh, look at... Janeway's hair is tussled.
Oh, what a bush, Janeway.
Good Lord.
She's got a beautiful bush.
It's got a wrap. Oh, my...
What is that hand? Oh, my God, what is that?
Oh, my...
The plant grabbed her.
There's a lot of drama happening right now.
This is what I look like after gardening.
Just pull those leaves.
Is that what they call it these days? Tuvok
is not amused.
Joe Manosky, co-executive producer. Good to see his name always.
And this one's written by Ronald D. Moore, which was only one of two that he wrote for Voyager.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote this and Barge of the Dead, and that's it.
There's a second page to the report. That's never good.
All of the plants reminds me of Saru's quarters a little bit. The fakey looking plants.
I loved Saru's quarters.
I know. I just watched that episode a couple weeks ago. The first one that we saw him in. Well, as far as I'm concerned, opening the ship has been a fascinating experience and an unqualified success. I'm very pleased. Did that sound like Janeway at all?
A little.
I am pleased that you are pleased, if you'll excuse me.
That was very Tuvok, thank you.
That was Tuvokian, right? Yes. I should have picked Tuvix.
Chakotay.
Oh, no, not Tuvix. I'm not... Oh.
Okay. Ah, Naomi Wildman.
I really enjoyed her inclusion in the show, actually.
I love Naomi Wildman.
I mean, we should have had more kids other than her and then the addition of Ichiro.
Yes.
Because, I mean...
Yes,
we got
yes,
the baby...
Yes.
B'Elanna and Tom's.
Yeah, but that wasn't until, like,
in the last
very
episode.
End.
Yeah.
People would have bonked more than this in 7 years. Like.
Yes, they would have.
Well, they were waiting for the right time. Well, I guess it was a surprise. Was it a surprise? No. I don't remember.
I quite enjoy seeing all of the different aliens in this episode, actually. It does have a very Deep Space Nine-esque feel to it with the different makeups. And
I don't think Seven enjoys it.
Oh, she! Oh, look at that pretty blue guy. I like the ones that look like dinosaurs. Oh,
I'm sorry, but there's no more marsupial surprise. Why am I trying to do that? Why am I even trying to do the voices?
Know.
What am I? I don't even. I'm not good at that.
Now he's pushing the pizza.
Correct.
Shivolian.
Yes, you would not approve of memorizing Borg designations. Like, why is a child remembering what Borg designation they are?
I like that she's got her Borg hate. She's got her little self-Borg hate going on.
I wonder how long it took to stick on Naomi's Katarian horn things.
Probably at least an hour.
Please.
Oh, it's him.
Oh.
I have something for you.
Oh, see, now this is interesting.
Look at my devices.
This is reminding me of of Bejazel a little bit with all her harvesting of the Borg tech and stuff in Picard.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Are you okay, Seven?
Synaptic relays.
I always find it weird watching things with subtitles. And the fact that we've got Admiral... Oh, what was his name? I've forgotten his Enterprise name. Admiral Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is she going to get monetary reimbursement from Janeway?
That's what I want to know. I think we're just, after Picard, we're just kind of skirting around the financial thing now in this century.
Janeway's got a safe in her ready room. She just goes, pulls out some cash. Here you go.
This is black market style.
Chakotay, what's the combination? 7, 4, 6, 5, 6, 6, 9.
They're all, The subtitles are italicized, which means that they are communicating.
They're penetrating security.
Telepathically. Esque.
Two moons.
That's no moon.
It's no moon?
It's only a paper moon.
That's no moon.
Error. I wish I could talk like a Borg in real life. Just like, I actually kind of do. Whenever I'm at work, I just tell people, elaborate, and that's it.
Why didn't he give, like, the error number? Error 505.
404.
8575309. What is it? 8675309.
Jenny.
Liam, do you get that reference?
No, I do. I thought you were doing a IT crowd on 01189999, that one. But I was incorrect.
Yes. I don't think we have that.
Okay, I like the Borg with the really big, like, hand clamp thing.
I mean,
it was like this giant clamp. Look, it was odd, but I liked it.
It'll be very awkward if you're trying to, you know,
to hoist a drink.
Hoist something.
To toast somebody.
No, it would be like Zoidberg trying to pick something up, you know, with his claw. Aww.
Zoidberg. Oh, look at Valana's hair. This is when her hair got a little bit more...
frizzy.
Poofy, yeah.
I like the wavy hair.
I do, too. I love Valana so much. I always
She's
loved
funky.
Her.
She's so strong.
And I think Roxanne Biggs is just so cool.
She is.
And she's a great director.
Definitely.
Did you guys watch the reunion show that they did on YouTube?
I missed it, but I'm going to go back and watch
not.
It.
It's very fun to watch.
Look at her calling out Seven. That was good. That was a way to. That was an exit.
You feel those feelings. You
I'm
have
sure
them.
You, have
you
strong,
feel them.
I'm sure you have feelings about it. Strong ones. Exit, Valana.
What alien is Vaughn Armstrong in this? Other than 521.
Have we seen him yet?
Did it say? I don't know. Yeah. She looks kind of Bajoran.
She is.
Oh, that's him.
She is Bajoran.
This guy is like wearing his hat funny.
She is Bajoran.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. There we go. I always like
if
how...
If I remember correctly, she was actually assimilated at Wolf 359.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking right now about Ensign Roe. Or Roe. I love Roe Laren so much.
Oh, yeah.
I never got enough
awesome.
Of her. Yeah. I don't know why I was really related to her character for some reason. Begin multipolar
analysis.
That sounds like a
psychiatric evaluation for the computer.
I feel like I need a multipolar analysis right now.
I think they have drugs for that.
They do.
She's regenerated.
I do. I've taken mine already today. Thank you.
Okay.
Right on time.
Imagine sleeping standing up. I mean, seriously.
Is it really sleeping?
That can't be very relaxing.
Console beeping.
There's a lot of consoles beeping in this episode.
My God, look at the sack on the back of that head.
That looks like the Babylon 5 guy. The what's his name?
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about? I've never watched Babylon 5. I was not.
I can't think of his name.
Chakotay's had some more lines than usual in this episode.
He's actually out of his chair and not just pushing buttons.
He's pretty dad, too, you know? He's pretty space dad.
Okay, which space dad would you prefer? Space Daddy Pike or Space Daddy Chakotay?
Pike.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think the
Why
only,
not both?
Yeah,
both.
That's the sure, only suitable yeah. answer is both.
Sure. But now, Suzanne, you like Chakotay with the facial hair, right?
And I don't like facial hair normally.
Thanks.
But
thanks
something
a lot.
About Scrofotay. Yeah.
Okay, they're tinkering. They're tinkering now.
Tinker, Tailor, Dr. Spy. That's a different episode.
That's a different. Is that season six also?
It's six or seven. I can't remember.
Somewhere around there. I think it's season six. Do you know, I realize I haven't really been watching this because I've been listening to you.
They reached a consensus.
I'm watching.
That's nice.
Oh.
Let me stab you.
Nanites.
Let me insert my tubules.
She's trying to regain consciousness.
It's always the nanoprobes.
There she goes. I will not comply.
Well done, Tuvok.
Tuvok saves the day.
They just want to be free.
Where was Ayala? He should have been there.
Ah, commercial break. And we're back to the two moons over wherever they...
Oh, that looks yummy.
So we do know Borgs actually eat them.
So they're eating this. They're eating biological...
And feeling the warmth of the fire.
I have performed this action before.
Oh. I was with my father.
I have a similar memory.
I have a similar memory.
She should be asking where the s'mores are.
The biomatter.
And why should we call food biomatter, seriously?
I'm going to start calling all the food I eat biomatter from now on. Hungry, I could go for some biomatter.
A little peckish.
You guys want to go out and get some biomatter later?
He said, what do we call things like McDonald's? Is that still biomatter?
No.
It is. I have not eaten that in a long time.
I eat too much Macca's. No.
Macca's? What do you call it?
Macca's.
What do you call it?
McDonald's. Macca's.
You call it Macca's?
Macca's. M-A-C-C-A-S.
I've never heard that before.
Macca's?
Macca's.
That's what you call McDonald's?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Interesting. I have a name.
We've got a Hue type hologram there going on.
Hue type?
Marika.
Yeah.
Is it attractive?
The hologram and the eye thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's very Hue-like. I had the biggest crush on Jonathan. I still have a crush on Jonathan DeLarco. But I had the biggest... Oh, I'm sorry. Homosexual fantasy alert.
Warning. Warning.
Warning. Trigger warning.
I feel sorry for the person who made that silly review now.
I don't.
They've become a meme.
I love this that they're all remembering, this is not my hand. My parents are dead.
I kind of like, this is not my hand.
I know. This is not my hand. I hate the Borg.
You call this a hand?
Well,
this
I
is
would
a
hope
hand.
So.
You call that a hand? Is that a hand? I want my hand back. This is funny with subtitles.
There's a video of me when I was younger crying because I wanted my hair back after a haircut.
Look at what they've done to me.
These things they put in my body.
And Seven's just like, no, 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 you must stay part of the collective. Comply.
I want to know what they sound like saying. I'm going to have to go watch this with sound later because...
Honestly, the subtitles do not do it any justice.
They
it
don't.
Is a very powerful scene.
Yeah, the subtitles by themselves without hearing the the like subtext and the voice.
Yeah.
It kind of, it makes it a little cheesy, but I know it's not. It's not the
action. You're right. It does pull out the emotion from it. Oh, topless.
Von Armstrong shirtless.
Topless Forrest.
Topless Admiral Forrest. There, it's Forrest's Forrest.
Oh, look at her leg. That was cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't get over that now.
Forrest's Forrest?
Yep. They could have called them a bit more better than 2, 3, 4 of 9, couldn't they? You could have had, like, 9 of 9 and 1 of 9.
That's not good.
Imagine if, like, all three of us were connected in, like, a collective triad right now. It's just the three of us like this.
Oh.
Who would be our 7 of 9? Would it be Brandy? You just have no idea.
Look at those boots. All right, girl. Look at those boots.
Those are nice boots.
Those are nice. Her dress is awesome. All right, costume department.
You know in those like old time movies where like females had those like skirts and they had like daggers in there, like mm-hmm. It's kind of what she's got. It's like almost like a play on that, where she's got her Borg stuff right up her leg and she pressed buttons in it earlier.
That would be a fun cosplay. These would be fun cosplays to do. I would do the Admiral Forrest. What, I don't
the
know
shirtless.
What his real name is. Yeah, with the Borg stuff on my arm.
It could be Borg Forrest.
That would be cool.
Would you do the other guy and I do the female? Or
I like the jacket that he's wearing.
I can do the bald dude.
All right.
Okay.
I can put on a bald cap.
And then, Liam, you're in the boots and dress?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to shave my legs for it.
I'll wax them.
Ooh, waxing is painful.
Yes, it is, but it lasts longer.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. No prickliness. No prickles.
I want to know, listeners, what you think about this commentary, because I've never done it before, so I want to know if you're having a good time. So tweet us. Tweet us.
And if you don't...
Go to the Babel conference.
If you don't like it, then whatever. Why does he like his
the
face?
The night we were assimilated into the collective.
I love the pain on her face.
She's good. I'm liking her.
I love her.
Yeah, I'm... Is this the
Yes.
Okay, yes. What's the name again?
Emil Attila Damas.
Something?
Yes.
She's
Damas.
Great. She's good.
She's been in a whole lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with her energy on screen.
Her character is definitely one that they dropped the ball on. They should have kept her on.
Oh, yeah.
Voyager.
Who's that? This one?
Marika.
Marika. Yeah.
Oh, Marika?
They should have kept her character on.
There's so many characters they should have kept on.
Yeah.
I know.
And reading some background
but
behind...
This is one I feel very strongly about.
Reading some background behind like Ronald D. Moore's experience on Voyager, he wanted it similar to this with extra characters and background stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty much why he left, because they wanted to continually do the reset button linear storyline kind of thing in Voyager.
Right. Could you imagine if Voyager was produced now? Holy crap, that would be incredible.
Chris, have you listened to what me, Suzanne, and Zach came up with for our season 1 2020's rewrite?
No.
Oh, you should do.
You must.
It's called it's called VSS Liver.
VSS Liver.
Okay. I'll listen to it. Oh, I love Voyager.
Oh, his name's Lancer.
The names, the memories, even the thoughts flow from one to the other.
I just want to give her a hug. I couldn't imagine being linked, actually. That would be so awkward and so
annoying.
Painful.
Well, just like Crusher and Picard were linked in Attached.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love that episode.
I do too.
You can see Seven of Nine.
That's some good chemistry in that episode.
Seven, it's all your fault. They had the best chemistry.
Oh, this is Tom this got is a funny, black.
Tom's got a shiner.
Harry's got a cold sore.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
They're so cute. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. They're like, look, they like got called into the principal's office.
They have, aren't they?
Oh, rackets, is that what they're calling them?
At Chakotay's.
Chakotay's sex toy.
Multiple paddling.
Chakotay's sex toy. I think we have a title for the episode. I think we have our title.
Suzanne's writing it down.
This is so fun, y'all. Okay. So they're explaining, they're mansplaining their, well, oh, no, they're just caught.
Let's just point out something here. That, I mean, Chris, you haven't listened to the Delta Flyers podcast, but Garrett Wong saying that they didn't understand. He thought that the character Kim was Korean for all this time, and the producers thought he was Chinese. They didn't actually know what race they were actually writing.
Are you serious?
Harry Kim, because Garrett Wong's like, Kim is generally a Korean right? surname.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. Go listen to, I think it was the episode that they did on the cloud about it. There was a lot of scathing reviews from both of them about the cloud because Robbie Duncan McNeil was very angry about how his character originally started playing out in terms of how, I guess, not necessarily chauvinistic, but like very blokey and jerk-like.
Yeah. I mean, that's not an uncommon sentiment. For a lot of the actors in this series, sometimes, and there's several, you know.
That toy's got pride of place.
Well, remember that is Chakotay's counseling area, the raised part of her ready room.
This relationship with this beautiful relationship between Seven and Janeway. On screen.
And of course, Janeway's leaning on something because that's what she does.
Yeah. A little hip to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's business when the hip wobbles. Oof.
She means business.
This is my business hip.
another title, another potential title. Suzanne's writing now. Is it too meta for me to comment on that while we're talking?
I don't know. Nothing's out of the realms of what we discuss into the journey.
They just said turning the triad into a quartet.
A barbershop quartet?
Yes.
Borg barbershop?
Oh, didn't I do it in my postcards on the line? I did a little barbershop quartet ending.
Yes, you did.
You did an FU Narissa, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I really liked that.
It was, it was Borg genocide, Borg genocide, Borg genocide, Borg genocide.
Yep.
F you, Narissa. But I didn't say F. I said the real word, and then I communicator chirped it out. If you want the actual non-censored version, I can send it to you.
And if you want the non-censored version of The Edge, I can send that to you as well.
Naomi.
I feel like we missed a very important scene just then with Janeway and Seven.
I don't like that she's in that little jumper thing, the overalls. I don't like that.
You don't like it? Why?
No.
You're like a gap.
It makes
kids.
Her look too. She's not that young. That's something you would put a toddler in.
Yeah. I like the material.
Suzanne's just jealous because she wants one.
What do you mean? I have
she's been trying
you
to
should cosplay that too. Do you think
I'm short enough? I could do that.
What a beautiful moment! Oh, look, Naomi.
Naomi is so grown up for her age.
Yeah,
I just had a horrible thought.
What?
Because if she thinks of Naomi as family, and we learned in Picard, She has no one.
Oh, no.
Suzanne.
Oh.
Suzanne.
Oh, Naomi's dead.
Quick, we need to start messaging Scarlett Palmer's to
maybe this is
get on Picard.
Another reason why she was so quick to murder people in Picard now, because she lost Naomi and then Icheb.
Yeah.
Here comes your barbershop quartet, Suzanne. What are they going to sing?
I need a Borg barbershop quartet stat.
They're going to sing Baby on Board
Baby
from The Simpsons.
Baby on Board.
Or The Prom Night. What is the one from Family Guy? Oh, no, there's some Family Guy ones that are rough.
Of course they are.
Really
it's
rough.
Family Guy.
Does anyone want some
gender? We'll ask Brandy if she's seen them.
Mr. Bojangles. You said jangling, right?
No, there was some jangling beeping. Oh, and that jangling beeping is continuing.
So uncomfortable to walk in.
Can you imagine the chafing?
I know.
What if you have to go to the bathroom?
Open up a grate at the bottom.
Or is it like a wetsuit where you just go?
No, this guy's not well. You are damaged. Oh.
I'll assist you. Rip.
She could headbutt someone with her eyepiece and stab them, couldn't she?
Bet she has. Mercy kill. Mercy kill. It's interesting to watch this 7-centric episode post-Picard. And remind me to tell y'all something after we're done watching that I just realized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Listeners, what am I going to say? You'll have to wait and see.
That is your juicy dangler for this episode, Chris.
Juicy danglers. You're a person like us.
Oh, all you have to do is embrace who you really are.
There's the message. Yes. There's the message. All you have to do is embrace who you really are. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they want all of us to believe. Thank you.
That is
This is like Star Trek messaging at its finest. Right?
Broke it.
This would have, again, so much impact if we were listening to it with voices.
I know.
Yes.
Wow.
Is it Vaughn Armstrong that actually has the most characters in Star Trek?
Yeah, Vaughn Armstrong has the most characters, whilst what's his name? Jeffrey Combs
has the most
characters that are recurring.
Okay.
Or probably also appearances, because of the amount of times we see Shran, Wayoon, and Brunt FCA.
What do you guys think about the idea? This is not related to the episode, but the idea of possibly having Jeffrey Combs play the Doctor in the Pike show.
Yes, oh my God, please, yes.
I know. Please let's put that out. You know, we put out on the podcast over and over and over again that we wanted a Pike show, so let's please have Jeffrey Combs play the Doctor, powers that be.
The next Ed show that's coming out, or out before this, I don't really know what time, is about Strange New Worlds and the characters on that.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
They're remembering?
Yes.
Oh, no.
709 is really in control of this, but she doesn't want to be not part of the collective, because, she doesn't know anything other than the collective, does she? Even in
No, because she was so young.
Mm.
Was it... it was first contact when we got the Borg that they had the mottled skin, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just the gray tone? Yeah.
Which I think is a better choice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They horrified them up a little more.
I will admit, when we got the Borg cube in Picard, I was hoping we'd get to see a full Borg and what they would do with it in the 2020s style makeup.
You mean in the collective?
Yeah, in the collective Borg, yeah.
Yeah.
That would
could
be
still
awesome.
Happen.
I hope so.
Yeah, it could.
There was such a I can't say the word I was going to use. It was such a something tease, that Borg cube in Discovery.
A rooster tease.
A rooster tease, exactly.
Ah, I love how Bajoran, an assimilated Bajoran looks. That's cool.
Yeah.
So cool. This makeup is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about how, I mean, Voyager still always feels really fresh to me, aesthetically.
Yeah, because at this point, they weren't really using silicone.
Right, okay.
No, it was latex, though, and they moved mm-hmm. to silicone.
Oh. I didn't know that. It was you.
How could you?
Uh-oh.
Seven was so desperate to keep them in the collective, wasn't she?
Okay, I'm just going to tell you. Oh, that was intense.
Yeah.
They're malfunctioning.
This is not the episode I was talking about, by the way. I have to just confess and come out with it.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yes.
What one were you talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll explain after. I just couldn't hold it in anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
But I love it.
What's
I'm glad
the bet? It's
it.
Unity. It's going to be Unity.
I don't know.
Or Collective.
I don't know if that's
it. Please, not Unity.
I don't know.
Unity.
I don't know.
It'll be Unity or Collective. You watch.
I have to look at the synopsis.
Oh, please, not Unity.
I thought that might happen. When it started, I was like, nope.
This isn't right.
That's okay. I love this. Doctor's been underused in this episode.
This part kills me.
Yeah.
Just kills me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it'll kill them. And that's going to be the hard thing. She has to choose whether to...
I mean...
Re-assimilate them or... Give him individuality.
Seven has really, from her character arc from Voyager and in Picard, has gone through some she's had to do some major decision making.
Yeah.
And think of how young she is here and how, underdeveloped as a human she is. Mm. And these decisions that she's had to make here in this series and then obviously a few times in Picard.
Counselor Chakotay, on duty.
You're right, Chris. She does make some really hard choices.
That's traumatizing to have to be pushed to make those kind of decisions when you're not really mentally or emotionally in a place to do so mm-hmm. and understand fully, you know?
Is this a foreshadowing of the relationship, or is this Counselor Chakotay?
A scared little girl.
I just think this is Counselor Chakotay.
Yeah, I think so, too. But maybe somebody got an idea from,
That person needs to be smacked. Repeatedly.
Yeah. She's so good. She's so good, y'all.
She's amazing.
Just the right amount of emotion and, ugh.
I was obsessed with Boston Public.
Is she in that?
The TV. Uh-huh.
This was Chakotay's best role, to be honest. He was a good first officer, but seeing him as Counselor Chakotay is always the...
That's what he was supposed to do.
Calm and wise.
And he always lets people figure out things for themselves.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's very encouraging.
Instead of being 20th century Mars mission expert. Or boxer for a day.
Boxer.
Which option would you choose? Which option would you choose, guys?
Oh,
individual.
Yeah.
For a month and die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Survival is
survival
insufficient.
She's made up her mind.
Whatever she does, she's determining the fate of three people's lives.
Yeah.
Right. It's like it's like granting them life and also sentencing them to death at the same time.
It's easy for us to say, I suppose, that we would choose individuality because we know no different.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Seven of Nine doesn't like to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, nobody likes to make mistakes. Come on, Doctor.
See, he's.
I love this counterpoint with Chakotay and the Doctor. You know, like getting both of their.
Yeah.
And Janeway a little bit.
I just want Seven to make the choice that she makes.
For herself
and considered.
I guess not. Yeah.
Now she's throwing back the idea of what it was like for him as the Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a really thought-provoking episode.
This is the Ronald D. Moore episode.
Yeah.
And that'll be why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone knows that Ronald D. Moore went on to create Battlestar Galactica, so or the reimagined version.
Which Michelle Forbes was also in.
Michelle Forbes is who?
When she was not on True Blood.
Who's Michelle?
Which I've only seen the first episode of.
Well, who was she in True Blood?
She was a Roman goddess, whose name I can't remember.
All right.
Oh,
Marika.
Really? Really? Okay, that's a little bit overextended.
I don't know what either of you is thinking. I've forgotten what it was
and
like.
And I love it. My thoughts.
The peace, right? She's so good. Oh my gosh. I can't take my eyes off of her.
It forces you to look at their emotions more when you're listening to it without sound, doesn't it?
Yeah. She really, really draws me in emotionally. Yeah.
Such beautiful eyes.
I mean, all three, all of them.
I feel like Vaughn Armstrong is... got like a Bolian sort of facial structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that line thing.
So they're the same species.
I feel like I've seen this actor in thing. This guy looks like Jesse Eisenberg.
What?
He does.
Yeah, I can see that a little bit.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Throw some hair on him. Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, another possibility. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
you just
see, you know, I gotta say, like, naming the podcast is like half of the fun sometimes.
It is.
Thank you.
He's good too. He's got a very quiet, powerful presence.
The hurt in her eyes.
She's so happy. Look, I mean,
it was an invitation to stay.
She's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should have stayed.
Can you imagine just having her on a few episodes and then having an episode of her dying?
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Of her going away or something. Yeah. Yeah, a little arc. Just a little arc.
Mm-hmm.
She should be in books. Is she in any novels?
Not the way she
wants. The Adventures of Marika?
The Short Adventures.
Aww.
I wish she stayed.
Do you think she was attracted to her? Maybe.
Potentially, now that we know that she is canonically...
that she's queer. Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you might like some... Aww, and we bring it back with Naomi.
Naomi.
This is a good episode, y'all.
Naomi is so old at heart.
She's very wise.
It's the horns.
Family.
Man, I can't believe Naomi's dead.
Oh my god.
You've just wrote that in. You're such a terrible person.
Maybe they just got in a really big fight and then they don't talk anymore.
You borrowed my shirt. Wow. I hate you.
That was...
And there we have it.
Bum, 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 bum. Let's go. It's going to the next episode now. Scarlet Palmers. Wow.
So what did you think?
Oh, it's starting Barge of the Dead. You remember that one?
That's also also a great episode.
That's a heavy episode.
Barge of the Dead, yeah.
Barge of the Dead, yeah. That was fun. I'm glad that it was that episode, even though that's not the one that I was talking about.
So what one was it supposed to be?
Okay, it's the one where they're separated from the collective and they form a link. Is it to heal somebody, maybe? Or like...
It's Unity.
Yes, Unity.
Is it Unity?
Oh, God. Why? Yes. To heal Chakotay.
Is that it? Is that it?
Yes.
Why does everyone hate me for liking that now?
I don't.
Even though I haven't seen it in probably 10 years.
Chakotay hooks up with the main chick. That's why I don't like it.
Oh, he does? I don't remember
that. Yeah, and it was like right after Resolutions.
Was there like a Romulan or a Klingon or something? There was an alien... Somebody,
I don't remember.
It might have been a Romulan.
I don't know. There was a familiar alien species that was a Borg.
I actually don't remember. Although that's
a Kazon.
Ugh, Kazon.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was a Romulan.
Okay. Interesting. Because so few Romulans had been assimilated, as per Picard.
The episode Unity, though, was the foreshadowing of the Borg on Voyager.
Okay.
And then it came to Blood Fever a few episodes after that, when we actually saw the carcass of a Borg. And then we got Scorpion.
Oh. There were only two Borg episodes before Scorpion?
Yep. I believe there was only two Borg episodes. Because the whole concept of Unity is what made Brandon Braga think of putting Seven of Nine onto Voyager.
Oh.
Mm. But back to Survival Instinct, even though you didn't want to watch that one.
I'm glad we did. I'm really glad we did. I really love the commentary that they're about, you know, you have to accept who you are and they don't want you to be who you are and all of that. Mm. That message is so present right now in our culture and in my life. And like, I just did a conference last night and tonight for... You know, how to not just support the Black Lives Matter movement in the Broadway and theater community, but to also change the culture in the Broadway and the theater community and the stories that a lot of people are talking about. That is the theme. And so it just really, it resonates a lot. That's my favorite scene out of this episode right now, for this watch anyway.
That's probably one of the messages for this particular episode. Also with Seven of Nine deciding someone else's fate as well. Uh-huh. It's not your place to decide someone's fate.
There's a lot of morality issues. It makes me think of the colonialism type of thing and like how the, you know, the assimilation with the Borg and what a good episode to watch today. Wow.
Yeah.
I got to watch it with sound tonight, tomorrow.
And part of me wants to watch it with sound now as well.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah,
you
definitely have to, because you missed out on so much of the emotion that isn't just carried across their faces, but through their voices.
Right.
It's heart-wrenching.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and like, wow. And you know, today, listeners, if you don't know, you don't know because you're not here with us today, but today's also the fourth anniversary of the Pulse Massacre. So it reminds me again, like that same kind of thing about being accepting who you are and people not wanting you to be who you are and people literally doing things to prevent you from accepting who you are, you know, in society, systemically, personally, socially, and all of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny how things like that work out sometimes. And it was the quote wrong episode too, you know.
Yep.
But it was
the
so
right,
right
episode. It was
it
the
was
right,
the right one for now. Yeah.
The fates decided. Yeah. Wow. That was fun.
So, how'd you think about your first commentary, Chris?
I like it.
It's weird, isn't
it? I like doing it. It's a little weird because you think, should I say something? Should I be talking? No, because people are watching it too, you know? So it's, but it's fun. And you guys are, and I love you both so much. So I knew it was going to be fun anyway. You. You know?
Yeah.
It's been emotional having all the feels for Marika today, but that isn't the only thing we've been discussing on the network. So here's a quick look at some of the other things you may have missed elsewhere on Trek FM.
Previously on Trek.fm, Literary Treks.
Not wanting to be spoiled about this book, I would suggest then not listening now, read the book, and then come back later. And then you can enjoy the whole freaking feature of this glorious analysis that we're going to give this.
I shot JR. Sorry, I thought we were getting into spoilers. My bad.
I don't know. I just like woke up from a dream. I was in the shower.
Ugh.
The orb.
But if you think about the fact that Sisko is with the prophets at this time, and Section 31 is going to try to kill the prophets, maybe that's a way for Sisko to re-enter the story and play his role in representing the prophets to overturn what Section 31 is trying to do and to champion that idea of Truidic and end the season with that message that religion is fine for those who want to believe it, and it's also fine for you not to believe it.
Earl Grey.
One of my notes I made on this episode is that Riker is a cosplayer. He likes to put on the native costumes of the planets he goes to.
Yes.
Ewan, I have started making a Riker Angel 1 cosplay. Ewan wants it for SLB.
So. Nice.
Yes! That was one of my notes as well, was Riker's left nipple.
Doesn't leave much to the imagination, but yeah.
To the journey!
Quick snap poll. Suzanne, would you prefer Neelix to cook for you or Chell?
Chell.
Chell? Zach, Neelix or Chell?
Neelix.
Oh.
I see Leola root in your future. Lots of it.
Oh, yeah. Give me those exotic ingredients. Yes.
Chell is my man.
I mean, you can have... with Chell, you can get, like, all those pun food items that he made.
Exactly. It would be like Bob's Burgers in space. Bob's Burgers.
Wow.
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
Check out all these shows and join the conversation about your favorite corner of the Star Trek universe and beyond. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're an Apple user, be sure to hit the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or the desktop podcasts app to get the latest episodes as soon as they're published. And please leave us a star rating and written review. It really does help us find more listeners. If you're not an Apple user, we've got you covered as well. You can find our shows on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, in most third-party apps. And you can stream and download the MP3 file from our website or grab the RSS link.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's show, and there are many ways for you to do that. The best place to join in the larger conversation is the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the search field on Facebook and it should come right up. If you'd like to send us an email, you can use the form on our website at trek.fm/contact. Choose Message to a Trek FM Show and select To the Journey. That'll come right to us. You can also find the network on Twitter at Trek FM and on Facebook at facebook.com/trekfm. Oh, now which one of you do I pick on? Because I've got one for both of you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, she prepared. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't have anything for anybody.
I got nothing for nobody.
Oh. I really want to mention something for Suzanne, but there's also something for Chris. Oh, oh.
Can you just do both?
I could do both if you want me to. All right. So, Suzanne, when you're not cosplaying a dominatrix... Oh, repeat that again. So, Suzanne, when you're not cosplaying dominatrix Janeway, where can we find you on the internet? What did I call it?
Cosplay?
I tend not to cosplay.
Did I call it cosplay?
We can't really describe it, but it involves a corn cob.
Dominatrix Janeway and a corn cob. Oh my god. Oh, God's sake, where has this gone?
This podcast has gone straight to hell. Go back to hell.
Oh. It was International Corn Day at some point this week.
I'm sorry, International Porn Day, did you say?
No, corn.
Oh, sorry. Good luck editing this.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, she's just going to leave it all in.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what the corn cob.
If only the corn cob could talk.
If corn could talk. If these corns could talk. Well, that goes to feet. That's a different
fire.
That's a different idea.
She could then use them as their photon torpedoes instead of corn torpedoes.
Goodness.
Sorry.
Oh. Wow. I haven't laughed like this in a while.
I've lost Suzanne.
Where do we go? Where do we go from here?
We still got to find out where Suzanne is on the internet.
Pornhub.
Don't you mean Cornhub?
Cornhub.
It's the new porn fetish website.
Subsidiary. I like U-corn myself.
U-corn.
X-corn. A lot of cross promoting again going on.
Suzanne can't pull it together.
I'm I mean, the things in my head right now, it's so much. It's so much.
There must be an episode of Voyager Season 8. Instead of cheese infecting the bioneural circuitry, it will be corn.
Creamed corn.
Creamed corn.
I don't remember eating corn.
Well, you can find me popping up every now and again in the Babel Conference. You can also find me on Twitter. My handle is KJaneWay8. And in the fall, you can find me going through corn mazes.
So, Chris, when you're not trying to become a collective triad with some other individual Borg, where can we find you on the internet? And listeners, collective triad was in air quotes, because we all know what Chris wants to do if a collective triad of Borg.
I want my hand back.
This is not my hand.
Whose hand is this?
Remove.
This is not my hand.
Remove the hand. Get me a corn.
Well, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at CD Littlefield, and I host Postcards from the Edge and Postcards on the Line on the network, and I pop up in the Babel Conference every now and then. And in the fall, you can catch me in a porn maze. Liam, when you're not wandering through forest, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at LS74656. You can find me elsewhere on the network hosting The Edge, the Star Trek Discovery podcast with Brandy and Nick. You can find me in the Babel Conference. And in the autumn, you can also find me cleaning up after these guys after they've had their things with corn.
Wow.
Can you just name this episode Corn?
To the corn.
To the corn. Wow. Okay.
Thank you both for having me on for this episode. I've had a really good time.
Is it my turn to speak or is it Suzanne's turn to speak?
No, it's fine. It's me.
I sympathize and I just want to honor your asthma laugh because I share that too, and I know that it feels good to laugh so hard, but it also kind of hurts a little bit too. Because you can't breathe so well.
Who needs breathing? It's overrated.
Yep.
If you'd like to help us keep all of our shows coming to you each week, you can become a patron of the network on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/trekfm, that's patreon.com/trekfm, to get all the details. You could gain a producer credit for To the Journey or any of our other Trek FM shows and more. Available through our special patrons website, The Patron Zone. It requires a great deal of money to produce, host, and distribute these shows each month. We really appreciate any support you can give us and hope you'll join the team. Again, you'll find all the details at patreon.com/trekfm.
We'd like to thank our associate producers for supporting To the Journey. They are Bruce Lish, Richard Marquez, Patrick Carlin, and Norman Lau. And we'd also like to say a very special thank you to Mr. Christopher Little D. Field. No, that came out wrong.
Oh my God. You're insulting my...
Wow. Christopher D. Littlefield.
He's insulting your field.
You're insulting my field.
Cornfield. Oh, for God's sake. Chris, thank you for coming on the show. We've had so much fun. I'm not going to forget.
So much fun.
Not going to forget this one in a while, that's for sure.
I haven't had this much fun in a really long time. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, join us next time where we're all going to hit the town and get some biomatter. But until then, this has been To the Journey.